I'd like to welcome from White Mountains Pride, we have Christopher Bellis and DJ Kramer joining me on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks.
Getting geared up. This is a big week for White Mountains Pride. Lots of events happening. Obviously, we have the big festival at the end of the week for Saturday, but there's a few little events kind of all over the valley in celebration of White Mountains Pride. Why don't we talk about that, Chris?
Well, we've already had some events.
Yeah.
You know, we had a movie on Saturday night. We had a multi-faith blessing yesterday. And we also had a hike that DJ took up into Cathedral Ledge.
We did, and a nice lunch afterward, and Pride yoga. So it's been a busy and amazing weekend, and we look forward to more great events.
Mm-hmm.
And our next event, we have a happy hour today at Abenaki Trail.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, we have a book reading with author Lisa Bunker.
And they'll be over at White Birch Books, right?
That's going to be at White Birch Books.
Excellent.
Because we believe in reading, and we believe in encouraging people to read more.
Yeah, for sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, all the events have been great. And obviously, too, people should know that Settlers Green has done this beautiful lights display in honor of Pride Month, in honor of White Mountains Pride and what's going on, which I think is just fantastic. What a great sight to take that in. And then the participation and the support has just been enormous.
It's been tremendous. Yeah, we've had great participation from businesses in the area who have sponsored the event and are making sure that all of these events go off without a hitch, and we're having a great time with it. We have lots of happy hours coming this week. We have a toga party on Thursday night that is also going to be loads of fun. That's going to be 9 o'clock at McGrath's.
Cool.
And then on Friday, we kind of have a number of events.
We have a full day.
Okay.
We start bright and early in the morning with our Drag Queen Story Hour over at the Conway Public Library. Tickets will be available at 9 a.m. And it's first come, first serve. So get there early because it's going to be a full event
for sure. Yeah.
But I just want to point out that all adults must be accompanied by a child at that particular event.
Right. Because it's a story hour for the kids.
Of course.
Yeah.
But if you don't get in or you don't have a child and you're still interested in learning more about Drag Queen Story Hour and the volunteers that read for that, we invite you to come to our Meet the Queens event. That's going to be up at the Jackson Community Church, and the Reverend Gail Doctor will be moderating a discussion where we can learn more about the drag queens, why they do what they do. You'll have a chance to submit a question and maybe get that answered and learn more about the Drag Queen Story Hour.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then if you just want to have more entertainment, we have the Reverend Yolanda, who is coming in from New York City.
Wow.
And she is doing her gospel hour at 7 o'clock at the Episcopal Church in North Conway on Friday evening. And that's looks to be a great event and is going to be really entertaining. Reverend Yolanda is also going to be coming out and emceeing our event on Saturday at the North Conway Community Center Park.
And that's the big festival.
That's the big festival
big
from
one.
10 to 4. We have a great lineup of entertainers on that day from 10 to 4 in the park, including Reverend Yolanda, who is going to do another performance there. And then we have Snug House and Sensitive Men and
New Fame, a great hip-hop act from over in Portland.
Wow.
We have local performers as well. Shayna Eisenberg and some boys from Kennett will be performing. And we have a drumming circle as well. So there's something for everyone.
Everybody, all week long, this really is. Chris, where can people go for those details, for a full schedule? Because there's a lot.
Our website is at whitemountainspride.com. That's
okay.
whitemountainspride.com. We have the lineup for what's happening at the festival and links to all the information and all the business sponsors of the events this week.
And we also have a promotions page there that tells you all the great promotions going on in the Valley. There's stores that have special merchandise. There's inns that have discounts. There's happy hours all throughout the Valley, so it's good to check that out. Usually you just have to mention Pride and
sure.
get yourself a discount.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. A lot of support, like we said, across the Valley, and the events and the support is proof there, right, in the stores and all the discounts. And again, that big festival happening Saturday, June 29th, this coming Saturday from 10 until 4 at the North Conway Community Center. It seems like you guys have a busy week. You've already had some busy times, and it's just going to get busier for you, and a big celebration at the end, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the festival on the 29th is not the end, because
there's also
going to be an after party that night at McGrath's.
Listen to this. Yeah.
There is, adults only. So our festival, of course, is free and family friendly. Lots of activities for grown-ups and kids alike. But our after party will be 21 plus, and that will be at 9 o'clock over at McGrath's Tavern with DJ and dancing.
Excellent. Okay.
So, and then we close our week of events with a service at the church in Tamworth.
The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship will be doing a service about inclusivity and about how the hard-won LGBTQ rights have energized us to meet the challenges ahead. And all are welcome.
Absolutely. All are welcome. You guys can check out that full schedule again, whitemountainspride.com. We'll also throw a link up on our website, conwaymagic.com, as well as our Facebook page. You can check that out, facebook.com/magic104nh. White Mountains Pride Week, it's Pride Month, and we're celebrating all the time, and I'm giving you guys full support, and we wish you the best of luck with all these events. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
No problem. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.